This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Making sense of Romney's tax returns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Coming up, the global perspective in business and economics. But first, after a whole lot of back and forth on the campaign trail, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has released his tax returns. We asked Marketplace's Jennifer Collins to run the numbers and give us a little perspective.
Mitt Romney's returns show he makes more than $20 million a year. That means he could fall into the highest tax bracket, 35%. But because much of his income comes from investment, he's paying around $3 million a year, which brings his effective tax rate to about 15%. Sounds low, but it actually may be higher than you and I pay. And that's because taxes are complicated. The tax bracket you fall into doesn't always tell the whole story. Because of nuances in the tax code, the effective tax rate is a better reflection of what we pay than the tax bracket. Chris Bergen is with the news and analysis nonprofit Tax Analysts.
I pay a larger effective tax rate now than I did when I was starting out as a young editor writing about tax. I earn more income. I think that's fair.
The Tax Foundation says the average person pays an effective tax rate of 11%. Still, Bergen says many will find Romney's tax burden too light.
This is a self-inflicted wound, and I'm not so sure it heals with just what he's releasing. I'm sure he's hoping it is.
And Romney is still paying lower taxes than the average millionaire. The Tax Foundation says most of them pay around 25%. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
The biggest solar storm in more than 6 years is blasting the Earth with radiation today. But it's not as scary as it sounds. The solar flares can disrupt communications here on Earth. For more, we go to Andrew Coates. He's a professor of planetary science at the University College of London. Good morning.
Morning.
So can you explain why these solar flares are a problem?
The types of problems it can cause are upsets in computer memories and problems with computer systems on spacecraft and with images on spacecraft. It's not a huge event, but it's something certainly which is worth being aware of.
And what are the risks for me? Is there anything I might notice today?
We depend on spacecraft for so many things. I mean, weather forecasting, of course, but also the GPS positioning on the Earth's surface and communications, radio and TV communications. And of course, there's lots of material transmitted by satellite. And so some of those things might have effects. It's difficult to actually forecast that, but we'll know when it gets here.
And I've got one more question for you. I understand these solar flares can affect carrier pigeons, and I was wondering if you could explain that to me.
Yeah, the carrier pigeons depend on the Earth's magnetic field for steering. You know, they don't have GPS, of course, but they actually use the magnetic field for getting from A to B. So because during these events, when the Earth's magnetic field is affected, it can deviate by sort of 5 to 10 degrees. So that can actually be enough to confuse carrier pigeons. So it's a sort of an interesting effect which can happen with solar flares.
So let's hope no one's sending either of us messages by pigeon today.
Absolutely. Yes.
Professor Andrew Coates, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Markets are up in Asia this morning, down in Europe. The number of people claiming job discrimination was at an all-time high last year. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission got 100,000 complaints. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slid 11 points to close at 12,708.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. and by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
This next story is about change in the North African Kingdom of Morocco. Not big political change, not massive economic change. Instead, we're talking about gleaming new hubcaps, snazzy paint jobs, souped-up cars inspired by the MTV show Pimp My Ride. From Casablanca, John Lawrenson has our story.
At a garage on the outskirts of Casablanca, hubcaps gleam and underlighting glows as mechanics fit doors that open upwards like beetle wings. Reclining on the hand-stitched red leather driving seat of a souped-up Porsche, Warda Alami is definitely a fan.
When you are here, you feel hot.
Yes.
Saïd Seban is too, though he drives a Peugeot.
I want my car to be more beautiful and more interesting. I'm having filters put on the engine, which will bump up the horsepower.
Saïd and Warda are part of a new generation that got into tuning because of the long reach of American TV. Mehdi El Kamal, one of Morocco's top customizers, says the TV show Pimp My Ride is a cult series here. It's made car tuning a mass movement, he says, because Moroccans love everything that's showy and luxurious. El Kamal can make your car lower and wider, turn it into a convertible and airbrush your son's portrait on the passenger door. In Morocco, he says, there are still craftsmen who can sew a logo into your seat leather or turn an original car part on a lathe. And repair shops on the edge of almost every town have their own original, customised way of doing things. Moroccan journalist Omar Hadi.
In Morocco, there's a bit of artistry about the way the mechanics work. They haven't had any formal training, so they don't follow rules. They follow their instinct.
So when the sun goes down, you can get into your car and cruise along the Casablanca seafront with the best of them.
There we go, inside here.
In Casablanca, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
It's a nice noise.
Nice noise.
And finally, a legitimate excuse for those of you who really, really hate frozen winter days. Turns out you can actually medically be allergic to cold. Researchers have published a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine outlining the condition. USA Today says some people with the allergy break out in hives. For others, it can be more serious. No word on how common the allergy is, but it could be an excuse next time my editors try to send me somewhere frigid. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Tahrir Square in Cairo and Wall Street are about a half a world apart. In the past year, though, they've become a lot closer.
I think that sparked the imagination of younger people in the United States. We could do something besides conventional politics.
I'm Kai Rizdal, drawing a line from Arab Spring to Occupy Wall Street. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.